Hola, and welcome to the Kedar mini course. I'm pretty sure this is the only course in the whole world focused 100% on the verb Kedar. If you're aware of another one, let me know. An entire course dedicated to one verb? Is this really necessary? Well, first of all, it's a mini course, not a full course. You can go through all the videos in a few hours. I guess a mini course is still a course though, whatever. To answer the question, yes, this really is necessary if you want to be able to understand what you're reading or listening to in Spanish. Kedar is actually the 24th most common verb in all of Spanish, so you're either seeing it a lot or you will be seeing it a lot. My problem was, it seemed like half the time I saw kedar used in real life, it didn't mean to stay, to remain, or to be left like I was taught. I was seeing kedar translated as to fall, to go, to look, to meet, to agree. I even saw kedar translated as to be. In fact, according to Turang.com, one of my favorite websites, check it out, kedar has over 40 different translations, and I'd bet, in reality, there are even more than that. What I can tell you with certainty is, after searching through 6 different fiction and non-fiction books, and analyzing well over 500 sentences containing kedar, it's actually true that kedar means to stay, to remain, or to be left less than half the time. The cool part is, once I became aware of the other ways that kedar is used, my reading comprehension skills skyrocketed. Seriously, just becoming aware of the other ways in which kedar is used gave me instant results. Since I understood what I was reading better, reading was suddenly way more fun. So naturally, I read more, which helped me understand even better, which made it more fun to read, which made me read even more. And a virtuous circle was born. That is why I'm making this course. I want you to feel the excitement I felt when I discovered the other ways that kedar is used. I want your reading comprehension skills to improve dramatically and instantly, just as mine did, so that you enjoy reading more, so that you read more, so that you speak and understand Spanish better. That's the goal, right? To speak and understand Spanish better? When you're done going through all these videos, that's exactly what's gonna happen. You're gonna speak and really understand Spanish so much better. I know this sounds crazy, but getting kedar right in my head helped me understand what I was reading in Spanish even more than understanding the difference between ser and estar helped me. If we don't know why somebody used ser or why they used estar, we still know that they meant to be. But when we don't understand why somebody used kedar, when we don't know how kedar should be translated, that leads to confusion and misunderstanding. My goal here is, when this mini course is over, I want kedar to never give you a problem again. After you've gone through all the videos, if you still have a question about kedar, email it to me. If you ever find an example of kedar that confuses you, send it to me. I'll either point you to the video that explains your question or example, or I'll make an additional video explaining it. Sound good? I want kedar to never give you a problem again. Okay, you're ready for a little tour? Right now, you're watching this video on the course dashboard. All my premium courses have a course dashboard, and this is the course dashboard for the kedar mini course. This mini course consists of 3 modules, and below this video, you'll see a thumbnail for each one of them. So come back to this page, the course dashboard, anytime you want to start a module or return to a module. I think the module names are fairly self-explanatory, but module 1 is the getting started module, module 2 is called simpler examples, and module 3 is called trickier examples. You get it? In the first module, getting started, the most important video is the main video, which is the same as the YouTube video I made called the 7 most common uses of kedar. If you haven't already seen that video, watch it before you begin this course. That video will give you the big picture and help you get the most out of this. For the rest of the getting started module, I suggest you look over the titles and decide for yourself which videos you want to watch or which videos you think will help you. For example, if you're already clear on what reflexive and not reflexive verbs are, you can skip that video. Then the 2 main modules are modules 2 and 3, simpler examples, then trickier examples. In the 2 main modules, I'm going to show you tons of real-life examples of the 10 most common uses of kedar. Like I said, I searched through 6 different fiction and non-fiction books looking looking for every sentence with Kedar in it, I found well over 500. Then I hunted down the English translations from the English versions of the same books. And in modules 2 and 3, I share many of those examples with you. First, some simpler examples, then some trickier examples. After you've watched the videos in the two main modules, Kedar will never give you a problem again. And if it does, send me a message with your question or example and I'll point you to the right video or make a new video. Some technical stuff now. Every video in this mini course looks and works exactly like this one. To play or pause the video, as you already found out, you just need to touch the video anywhere with your cursor or finger or whatever. You can adjust the volume with the volume button right here at the bottom on the right. Then, next to that, click the settings button to change the speed of the video, make me talk faster or slower. That's also where you can change the quality of the video if you're on a bad connection or want to conserve your data. Below each video, you'll find links that allow you to download the video in various formats. If you're having a problem with the player on the page or want to download the files to your device for whatever reason, offline viewing or listening, this is how you do that. The link that says HD video allows you to download a bigger video file, the link that says mobile video allows you to download a smaller video file, and the link that says audio allows you to download an MP3 file, which is the audio only of the video. That way you can watch the lesson or just listen to the lesson. After you click on one of these three module thumbnails, you'll be taken to a lesson page that looks like this. Every lesson page looks like this. Same video player, same volume and settings button, same download links. When you're on a computer or bigger tablet, the module navigation will be here on the left side. Since the page we're looking at right now is from the first module, here's a list of all the lessons in the first module, each with a video. Click the link for whichever lesson you want to watch, or instead, you can just keep clicking the big green button below most videos that says watch the next lesson. Anytime you want to go back to the course dashboard, you can do that right here by clicking return to course dashboard. Remember, that's where you can start a new module or return to a module. If you're on a mobile device or a smaller tablet though, this module navigation will be located at the bottom of the lesson page instead of the left side. It'll be below the video, below the download links, and below whatever other links there are for that lesson, so you'll need to scroll down to see it. For that reason, on a mobile device or a smaller tablet, if you're going through the course sequentially, as opposed to looking for a specific video, it's easier to just keep clicking the big green button that says watch the next lesson. Okay, that's all I got for you right now. When you're ready, start with the Getting Started module. Make sure you've seen the main video and whichever other videos you think will benefit you. Then dig into the first main module, the second module, called Simpler Examples. And I guess I'll see you wherever you decide to start. Hasta luego.